Hi everyone. Good evening. Thank you for joining for this talk. So I'm going to talk about fast workout mesh. My name is Ben McGann. I'm contributing in the BPP open source project. And for this talk, I'm going to present you what I experimented with to build mesh networks using WireGuard in an efficient way to interconnect services together. So, what's the goal of this? The problem we're trying to solve is how can we dynamically interconnect services when those services run at different locations, and they might be running in different public clouds and or on premise, and we want them to be able to talk to each other. Obviously, this must be secure. So, as services are running at different locations, we will have to cross the internet. And so, we want all communication to be encrypted. It must be efficient. So, this is the purpose of the mesh, is to be efficient in a networking point of view. So, don't waste bandwidth, lower latency. So, instead of routing all the traffic between services through a single node using a kind of hub and spoke topology, we want each service to be able to connect directly to any other service. And we want it also to be CPU efficient, so encapsulate traffic and encrypt the traffic, etc., routing it. It's all infra work, and we wanted to use the lowest CPU possible because all we want our CPU to run our service. It must be automated. Service comes and go. We don't want to manually configure each service to connect to each other, and as they come and go dynamically, we don't want to touch every services each time when service go or come up. And it should be simple to configure and operate. We already have enough complexity to manage, so if we can have something more simple to use, it's much better. And this is where this WireGuard DNS service discovery and VPP can help. I'm going to quickly go through the various components that I'm using. WireGuard, so you probably have heard about it already. One of its main selling points is really the ease of use compared to OpenVPN or IPsec. And one of its good property is it's UDP based, so it can run in basically any environment, and it can also go through NATs, which can be important. VBP, that's a project I'm mostly working on. It's an open source user place data plane, and we like to brag that it's the fastest software data plane running on general purpose CPUs. And we use it to implement a lot of different stuff. Some are more infrastructure related, like virtual switches, virtual routers, load balancers. And others are just services themselves. So you can think of firewall as a service, load balancer as a service, etc. It's interoperable with